Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The city of North Tonawanda here in Western New York is launching a pilot traffic camera program, and Avio makes this camera technology. What exactly is the technology you are developing? What does it do to help police organizations like North Tonawanda?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to be able to partner with North Tonawanda. So one of the things that we've noticed is traffic fatalities in the country have been rising. And at the same time, you've seen sort of a decrease in law enforcement in terms of their headcount and their bandwidth. And so the result is you just end up having, you know, quite a few more bad behaviors on the road, leading to more fatalities and crashes. And when we chatted with a lot of folks in the police department and municipalities, what we learned was today we only have, you know, a few basic tools to really measure unsafe driving behavior. We have things like checkpoints, which are a very manual process, and we have speed radars. But what we noticed is that there's so many more types of unsafe road behaviors. You know, not stopping for pedestrians on the crosswalk, skipping stop signs, distracted driving, swerving. You know, these are things that are happening a lot in residential roads especially. And what we realized is, you know, technology has sort of advanced to the point where, you know, a camera device can actually automatically detect a lot of these kinds of behaviors that traditional radar can't. And so our goal was really to put together a product and sort of set of tools, in addition to a community-based program that allows towns, police departments to put these in school zones, other places where pedestrians are walking around, and just get a better sense of what are the real behaviors that are causing unsafe driving. Is it that people aren't stopping for crosswalks? Is it that people are skipping stop signs? And once you have that data, you know, our product develops anonymized videos and stats. You can use that to better tailor the you know, the strategy that you use to combat it. So you can use this for placing officers at places that are a little bit more strategic, or you can have more targeted education campaigns, signage, specifically where the problems are. Because in some ways, you know, it's a hard problem to solve driving behavior for an entire city. But our hope is with this kind of data, you can not only sort of pinpoint and target resources more effectively, but two, you can also kind of create a culture of safety to help people be aware of the problem. And typically, you know, the program is called Let's Drive Safer, and we try to put together dashboards and collateral with the hope that everyone sort of comes together to solve this problem. It's not fully dependent on, you know, an officer standing somewhere writing tickets.
And once everything is tabulated, how does it get tabulated, and how does it get back to North Tonawanda Police?
Yeah, so the a lot of the data is being collected on the device itself, and you know, once we have sufficient data, and you typically only need a few days of data per device and per location, we actually put it onto a community portal where people can see the aggregate stats per location as well as anonymized videos. And so it'll be a shareable link that once the municipality feels comfortable with the data, make sure that there's nothing invasive and feel like the study was done with meaningful kind of quality, they'll release that to the public.
And how long does a pilot project last typically?
It ranges, depends on the number of locations that we study. So it can go on, you know, anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks. I think we're sort of at this interesting moment where there are, you know, we hear this all the time on the roadways when we walk around. You know, we see so many people who are really struggling in terms of, you know, as they walk across the street, as they take their evening walks, as they push their strollers around. People have been asking us, like, hey, like, this is a great initiative. I really hope that we see safer drivers. And so we just encourage everybody to engage, see the data, give us feedback. And our hope is that through both the data and some of the services and interventions that the town ends up being able to do, we hope to see sort of driving behavior change. And that's sort of our first priority as a company.